This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County prosecutors won't file charges against youth detention staff seen on video hitting a 15-year-old boy back in May. The footage was made public by the State Public Defender's Office. The county says one worker resigned. Public defenders and the boy's mother are calling for a review of how the new Jonathan Delagrave Rehab Facility handles teens in its care. The trial for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan continues as jurors hear two very different stories about what happened outside her courtroom. Prosecutors say Dugan blocked federal agents from arresting an undocumented immigrant who later escaped through a back door. Her defense team argues she was following court safety rules, not trying to help anyone flee. The jury yesterday saw surveillance video from that day. The trial continues today. Dominic Black, the man who once bought Kyle Rittenhouse a rifle, is now charged with armed robbery just south of the state line. Police in Harvard, Illinois, say he and two others lured a couple through Facebook Marketplace, pulled a gun to steal jewelry, and were later caught after a chase. Racine will benefit from new AmeriCorps grants announced by Governor Tony Evers. The Racine Zoo will host four AmeriCorps members to teach students science and environmental lessons. It's all part of a $9 million statewide program. And the Harlem Globetrotters are returning to Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum this holiday season. They're here December 26th, moving from their usual New Year's Eve show because the Bucks play that night. The team is on a 100th anniversary tour. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
On to the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Kansas City for the NCAA Final Four, the tournament to decide the next national champion in volleyball. Mimi Collier, nominated for Player of the Year, on the team with a chance to win it all this weekend after beating the number one seed Texas in the regionals 3-1.
Most unreal feeling. It still hasn't fully soaked in, but I for sure think that was most connective we've been throughout a match. Just keeping our heads up, and even though we lost that third set, we stuck with it and came back even stronger the fourth set.
Wisconsin plays Kentucky 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Coverage on ESPN. NFL, the Packers on the practice field. They play the Bears in Chicago Saturday night. Still bruised and banged up after the Broncos game. Running back Josh Jacobs dealing with swelling in his left knee that he injured last month in New York against the Giants.
He's battling through. This guy's as tough as they come. I'll never count him out of the fight. I'll tell you that.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today in the mid-30s with wind out of the west to south at 5 to 15. Tonight, windy, mostly cloudy with some rain and snow after midnight. Temperatures steady in the low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, we'll start in the 40s with rain falling to the low 30s by late afternoon. Rain will change to snow by evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.